Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We're back on a Monday on Fantasy Sports today. Plenty to get to on the show. Lots of points being scored in fantasy football this weekend. And of course, it's do or die time right now as we are on the verge of Game 6 of the World Series. Fantasy Sports today starts now.
Fantasy Sports today.
The middle pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch. Pass is caught. Diggs sideline touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
And good afternoon. Welcome in Fantasy Sports today. Craig Mitchell along with Joe Pizzapia with you here on FNTSY Radio. Whether you're listening live on our app or over on iHeartRadio or TuneIn or on demand, we appreciate the support for sure. Joe Pizzapia on Twitter at Joe Pizzapia 17 on Twitter for me at Craig Mish. Our producer, Sean Guastamacchia, as we carry you every day, Monday through Friday from noon to 2 Eastern. And Joe, a fun weekend of fantasy, a exciting finish in a night game, a rarity these days. We got that last night as well. And then, of course, the World Series, when we first left each other, looked like it was over. And now it could be over again. And it went to the other side. A very wacky World Series this year, but a lot of fun. Really compelling stuff.
Absolutely fantastic. I would say one of the great postseasons we've had in baseball in some time. I just overall, it's been a really fun from wild card all the way to here we are on the precipice of Game 6. And I, for one, thought this was not coming back, man. I thought Washington just seemed like the team of destiny. They look good. They look fresh. They looked like they were having fun. And then they got home. At home, where you're supposed to be dominant, where you're supposed to be good, where you have your home field advantage, quote unquote. It was not there. Oh, my goodness. This was madness. The only thing I can even equate it to, and I kind of, this kind of goes back a little ways, but I remember in 1986, you know, the Mets were a juggernaut team, and the Astros, obviously, right now, a juggernaut team as well. And both came off an exhausting, I feel like the Yankee series was kind of exhausting. The Mets had that exhausting series against the Houston Astros back in 86. And they came out a little flat in those first two games to Boston. Then, of course, they won 2 in Boston, not 3. But I'm trying to remember, has there ever been a World Series situation where this gone 7 games and every game that was won by the road team? Has that ever happened?
No, it's never happened to this point yet.
It's stunning. That is a stunning possibility. And I'm not saying, like, I feel like everybody now, like, well, all right, well, I guess we were wrong about the Nats. I guess it's going to be the Astros. But wouldn't that be incredible if the Nationals somehow won 2 more games in Houston? That would be, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule anything. I mean, how could you rule anything out?
Can't right now.
Yeah, I mean, you would assume that eventually the Astros would win this thing. But look, I mean, Strasburg could pitch a great game six for sure. And if they did win that, I mean, the question would be, can Scherzer pitch in game seven? I don't know that he will be able to based on some of the stuff we saw yesterday. And Corbin, yeah, certainly not as good as the other guys there. But look, I mean, Houston, you know, they're just this kind of historical team with all of these first round picks and these Cy Young Award winners and World Series MVPs and American League MVPs and rookies of the year. And they just have all these guys. I don't know what happened to them in the first two games, but I know this. Gerrit Cole looked like himself yesterday.
Yes.
And in a scenario where he pitched Sunday, doesn't have to pitch Monday, doesn't have to pitch Tuesday, wouldn't shock me at all if it went to a game seven and Gerrit Cole is finishing out that game, seventh, yeah, eighth, and ninth inning, something like that on Wednesday. So, look, Washington is up against it, but they were up against it going into the series. It could be a wild finish for sure. But the Scherzer injury is a big one because that could have given them a win last night. And I mean, I don't know. They weren't hitting Cole anyway, probably. But if Washington gets into a scenario where they have him, it's a different story, I think, for game seven. But if they don't, I just don't know. And that's no indictment on anyone else. It's just
I have a question for pitching. You, because I have two shares in very important leagues and auction leagues, keeper kind of situations. One's Dynasty League, one's an auction keeper home league where I own Max Scherzer at a very high premium. I made a trade for him in both of them this year. And I want to ask, I got a question for you. Are you worried that we're starting to see a bit of a breakdown with him physically? Because he's been so good for so long, so steady. And we all know that it's an inevitable fact of everybody. Eventually, they all start to break down a little bit. And I'm not saying Scherzer's going to be bad. But is he still a premium in your mind heading into next year? Are you have any concern because of some of the injuries he dealt with during the year? I know one was kind of a fluky one, but the other ones, you know, it seems like his body's starting to betray him a little bit in that sense. Or am I overreacting?
Maybe a little, but he still, I think, goes into the season no matter what as a top five pitcher in baseball. So the price is probably right. And again, we're not going to know the texture of the baseball. We don't know how many home runs are going to be hit next year. So I think that the premium still has to be paid on pitching. And a guy like that, I think it has to. But 2 years from now, I don't know. I mean, it could look differently. And again, he's getting older now, so it's a little bit different. But I don't see him dropping off the way that Kershaw did. I mean, Kershaw's injuries were back related and significant. And so even when Kershaw, by the way, pitched this year, he was an elite guy. So I would say right. You're fine.
Yeah. Not, I wonder really too about well. Like dropping him back into the pool and seeing maybe if I could restart a contract, you know, because when you're in these leagues with auctions, you have escalators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could try.
There's something about that where it's like, well, if I'm paying $53 for him, let's say, you know, this year with an escalator, is it better to throw him back in and see if I get him for 48 off a couple injuries or something like that? You also take the risk then, obviously, of it going way above and you lose the player altogether.
Of course. Yeah. And that's the thing is that dynamic is impossible to answer without being in the league and knowing the structure and all that.
Sure.
But my guess would be
it's head to head points where pitching is very important.
Yeah.
You know, I would probably keep pitching dominates. Yeah. I'm leaning towards it, but I'm getting a little sketch. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the dynamic of the top few guys next year in pitching is going to change all that much. I mean, would I rather have Cole than him? Yeah. Depending on where he ends up.
Luckily, in both of those leagues, I have Cole, too.
Yeah. Would I rather have DeGrom? Yeah. Yeah, there's a few guys that I'd rather have.
Well, DeGrom's no stranger to injuries recently, either. He's had a couple of scary
moments.
No, but
he's dominant, man. He's dominant.
But remember in the beginning of the year, everyone was worried that the world was collapsing when he was like, oh, my God, he's going to go on the DL. Oh, my God. Remember?
What happened?
Let's not pretend like it wasn't scary at the time. Very scary.
I honestly don't remember that being scary at all with Jacob DeGrom this year. I remember maybe him going on the injured list for 10 days. That was it.
Yeah,
I had him in a league this year. I don't know. I liked him. Okay, so over to the NFL real quick, and then we'll start diving into the games. Starting off at the top, we still have two undefeated teams in the NFL, the 49ers and Patriots, both pretty dominating performances. San Francisco definitely gets a tip of the cap at this point. They are just rolling teams. They rolled over Carolina yesterday. New England really wasn't in any jeopardy at all. They had a defensive touchdown. They're doing it more on defense than on offense, but still good enough on offense to get it done. And so, you know, I mean, a lot of people are going to probably start using that matchup in some of their props, Joe, to say, okay, well, you know, Patriots and 49ers, they'll face off in the Super Bowl. But look, you never know. Things can change. It's just two real dominant teams right now at this point.
Yeah, last time I checked, Drew Brees came back yesterday. So I would slow the 49er roll just a little bit. And I'll tell you what, I thought Carolina was a good test. Carolina's played well defensively last couple weeks. Kyle Allen's done a good job of managing this offense. McCaffrey obviously is a beast. But I thought that was a real opportunity Carolina could upset them. Didn't happen. Great job by the 49ers. Another great defensive day for them. And on the Patriots side of things, you know, the offense hasn't been unbelievable. But if the offense starts to improve and things like, you know, James White starts to pick up things a little bit and Sanu gets worked into the offense pretty well, or maybe they may even made another player. Who knows? Maybe they had another player to the offensive line this week. with the trade deadline looming, maybe, just maybe, they could even get better. I know it's a scary thought we haven't thought about, but what if the offense really starts to click and the defense continues to play the way they are? Because they're just playing out of their mind right now. This defense of the Patriots, it's unbelievable what they've done. Forget fantasy, just in real football. And look, it's great to have teams getting off to hot starts, but those aren't always the teams. And the Patriots fans will tell you, a lot of the teams that started off red hot, those are not the teams that necessarily won the Super Bowls those years. It's the teams that came on late. So let's see how they do here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, 49ers were better than New England yesterday defensively.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they were
I agree with that.
I mean, just ridiculous. And I don't know what there's left to say about it, but having Boza on the outside and some of the things that they're going to be able to do. And again, the hot topic will be what Carolina does going forward. We'll get to that in just a minute. All right, time for the opening drive. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll hit our first, second, and third and fourth down, and then we'll start diving into the game capsules from yesterday, give you the fantasy outcome and all the latest injury news as well. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia. We'll be right back.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
First Play from Scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
Cut the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. It is time now for the opening drive, which doesn't necessarily always have to pertain with football here on this show. We got other topics to get to as we always dive in. And so let's kind of get the ball rolling here. Last night, after the Houston Texans came back and beat the Oakland Raiders, which was one of the more exciting games, as a matter of fact, yesterday, unfortunately, defensive end all-world and all-world person, J.J. Watt, arguably one of the top five most popular players and maybe the most philanthropic guy in all of the NFL, maybe in all of sports, for what he did for the city of Houston a couple of years ago. You hate to see this. Went out with a pectoral injury yesterday. They, you know, basically the reports were that it could be serious, and very rare for a player to kind of break his own injury, saying that he's going to be out for the season. And this has been a common thread, unfortunately, with J.J. Watt, one of the most dominant players of his time. It was him and Clowney on the outside, Joe. Now they have neither of those guys. Houston also, by the way, missing a bunch of defensive backs as well. That'll be an interesting team to watch moving forward. But this is one player that I hate to see hurt because of the things that he does off the field. This is just a tremendous guy.
It's completely depressing. J.J. Watt, if you ask me, who's the one player who doesn't play for your team that you would buy a jersey of or potentially want a piece of memorabilia? And I'm not a huge memorabilia guy. Like, it was more of my childhood than as an adult. but it's J.J. Watt. You got to love everything this guy stands for. You got to love the things that he goes out of his way to do for the greater good. And he's just a hell of a football player. You know, I remember watching those Hard Knocks when they were doing the Texans, and you would see him there with the the sun going down, the moon coming up, still out there running drills on his own, doing stuff on his own. And that's the kind of guy he is. And that's the kind of player he is. And it breaks your heart to see a guy like that continue to struggle with injuries. First couple of years in the league, you're looking at a guy who's sacking, you know, 17 and a half, 20 sacks, 2 years out of the three back in, you know, 2012, 2014. And then you start to look at the game log. He was playing 16 games every year. And then 2016, 3 games, 2017, 5 games. Last year, he played a full season. It was the first time in 2 years. Now this year, 8 games, now no more. And it is a huge blow to this Texans defense, a huge blow to this Texans team, too, because I think mentally, Craig, when you lose leaders like this, it makes it very difficult, not just on the field, in the locker room, the whole thing. It's hard to look around and say, man, if we only had J.J. Watt. And you mentioned the other injuries they've had to the secondary, too. That's something to really keep an eye on, because they struggled a bit yesterday, and that struggle is going to continue. And just when you thought the Texans were starting to roll a little bit, maybe starting to feel good about themselves, maybe this is another thing where it pulls them back to the pack a little bit in the AFC. And the AFC, man, just can't catch a break.
No, the AFC's a mess, and Houston, we'll get into that game, but they really needed arguably the play of the day in order to win that game yesterday. So, but yeah, Watt being out certainly stinks. Whitney Mercilus is a good player, no doubt, and probably the team leader now moving forward for them, but not
best
having
best name in football, in too. Whitney Mercilus is the greatest name in football. I love it. It's, I mean, what sounds better than Whitney Mercilus? I mean, he sounds like a wrestler, for God's sake. Sounds so cool. So cool. Why can't our names be Whitney Mercilus?
So, well, it's close enough. So for second down yesterday, interesting that the Miami Herald reported, and I haven't even been able to dig this out, that Kenyon Drake was traded, or at least on the move. Drake posted on Instagram yesterday a picture of him and his car saying subliminal message. Now, look, the reality of the situation is I don't know that wherever Kenyon Drake goes that it's going to make a difference for him. He is a nice player. He understands probably that these last 8 games are going to determine what he gets in free agency, but he's moving to a new location somewhere. The Dolphins obviously are going nowhere and went nowhere with him. He did have one phenomenal play with Miami, which is that miracle play. Joe, of course, you remember that against New
England. Yeah, Patriots. I remember it well. Thanks. That was ruined my Monday.
Best play of his career, for sure. So we'll just kind of wait and see where he ends up going. But, you know, maybe a nice little stash off the waiver wire to see if he ends up where everyone is predicting that he ends up, which would be the Detroit Lions. Clearly a really good spot for him. Beyond that, he's probably a backup wherever he goes.
Yeah, the Lions would be a terrific spot. Let's hope it lands there for fantasy purposes, because Matt Stafford's playing very well. This might be like the best first half of football Matt Stafford's ever played. And he's gotten a lot of crap over the years. And sometimes he's deserved it, and other times not so much. And it's nice to see him having a really good season. And it was nice to see Kenny Golladay have a big bounce back day after a couple quiet weeks in a row. But if they can add Kenyon Drake, and if he can excel in this offense, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, sometimes some guys just need a change of scenery. Lamar Miller was kind of frustrating and useless in Miami, too. And then he became useful. I don't want to say he became great, because that's not fair either. But he certainly became useful. Maybe he wasn't the sexiest running back in the world. Maybe it wasn't the greatest fantasy pick ever. But he was a guy that would get you, you know, 6 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, 900 yards. And that's it. And you just leave him alone. And you plug him in there, and he had a good floor every week. And if Kenyon Drake could become that guy, that'd be great. I feel like Miami's where running backs have gone to die in the last 5-6 years, and it's very frustrating from a fantasy perspective.
Yeah, and I don't know that he'll be a star anywhere that he goes at this stage of the game.
He might not be, you're right.
The offense, but you know, better for sure than what Detroit has been throwing out there. That's at least for one game. All right, third down here, a 2,000-pound great white shark was found and tagged swimming off Florida. And what's really interesting is they are able to now watch this thing and track this thing. But this is like straight out of Jaws, Joe, like 2,000-pound great white shark. They're expecting the shark to eventually make other little sharks, not like Gerardo Parra and a baby shark, but the real sharks. So kind of scary thought, though, to see a 2,000-pound shark swimming around, Joe.
Yeah, that's of course only in Florida. I'm waiting for a guy to feed it beer. That's what I'm really waiting
for. Yeah, right. Good one. Nice line there.
Let's bring everything all together full circle. Florida man found a 2,000-pound shark, and he's trying to feed it beer and then get it all loaded. You know, it's I would love if somebody should, you know, it's funny. Jaws was something I didn't see, obviously. It was a little, you know, I was too young for when Jaws
came
out.
You've seen it now, though.
I saw Jaws, but I didn't see Jaws until I was in my 20s. Like, okay. In my early 20s, I remember saying, you know what? I've never seen Jaws. I remember one day going, I want to see what all the fuss was about. And I remember going, hey, that's a pretty good movie. Like, I remember at the end of it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
You know, I got it. I get it. And I can understand, too, at the time why it was so unnerving, especially on a big screen. I can understand that too. But I always remember that great Robert Shaw monologue where he's on the boat and he's telling that story about, like, yeah, you know, the men and he, you know, get eaten by the men and stuff, by the sharks and stuff like that out in the water. That was some serious stuff right there. That was very nice. Go back and check that monologue out. That's
back in a day where they didn't even show the shark, right, for like the first hour and a half or something like that. Like, crazy. I mean, to think that you know, could pull that off these days in a movie is impossible.
I saw a funny clip. I think it was on the Spielberg documentary. I think it was HBO did on Spielberg. And they he said, you know, he brought the film to John Williams and John Williams said the music. And, you know, he just kept playing him this da-na. Mm-hmm. And he thought it was like, this is the worst thing ever. He's like, what is he doing? He's like, I can't believe. He's like, this is going to ruin my movie. He actually thought it was. But he assured him, he's like, no, trust me. This tone over and over again, eventually it's going to repeat. And the repetitiveness of it is going to start to make people uneasy. And sure enough, could you imagine that without that music? I don't think anybody can.
Oh my gosh, I know. That was the whole key. Yeah, the first movie was great. Second movie was actually really good. And then I never saw
any of the sequels.
Oh, the third one was so bad. Yeah.
The third one's like Sharknado.
It was in 3D.
Oh man, the Sharknado stuff too.
Like, I think Dennis Quaid was in it or something. Yeah.
Oh my god, real? Wow.
Yeah, it was like a completely new cast. It was in 3D. I remember going to see it in the movies actually. Yep.
Wow.
All right, fourth down. This is an NBA one. We got to touch on some NBA, of course, on the show. Trae Young, the great second year player on the Atlanta Hawks, is the first player in NBA history to total at least 38 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds in each of his first two games of the season. So, like, I mean, Trae Young was a very high pick, I know, in a lot of fantasy drafts, and he's putting up Westbrook-type numbers. But, I mean, this is historical here, what Trae Young is doing. I remember watching him in college, and he was a one-man show there. Could end up being a one-man show in the NBA, Joe, and dare I say a top-5 pick in fantasy, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, this kind of goes back to what we talked about yesterday, or last week, where it's very exciting to see what's going on now in the NBA, which is stars emerging from other teams, stars leaving these conglomerate teams where everybody's got like 5 stars and nobody's got any on a bunch of other teams. And it's starting to make the NBA more exciting. And I think when you look at what Trae Young's done so far, sure, a lot of it is because defense in the NBA ain't what it used to be. But at the same time, this is a very exciting moment here where you're starting to see young players emerge on new franchises that you are like have not been relevant in years necessarily, some more than others, but it's exciting because what you want to see is you want to see the NBA start to flourish where every game means something again. Whereas, well, we're just waiting for the playoffs to determine who the champion is between the LeBron-led Cavaliers and the Steph Curry-led Golden State Warriors. I could not stand that. It drove me crazy. And I feel like we're finally starting to get there.
All right, so we'll see with the NBA as we're underway second week of the season for the NBA. College basketball, by the way, starts in less than 10 days from now. Excited for that as well. We'll start diving into the game capsules on Fantasy Sports Today next. Don't go away.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming 4th season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taron Killam, and Carrie Brownstein Bernstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. The Monday Replay. Now here we at number. The Monday Replay.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
With NBA season underway, you can dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you'll get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk to get 10% off now. DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe with you here, as always, on a Monday. We'll preview the Monday night game coming up in just a little bit, but let's get started with some of the games that happened yesterday. We start off with the best, and the two best teams in the NFL certainly showed up yesterday. We'll actually start with the 49ers. 49ers put up the biggest point total of the day, 51 points on the Carolina Panthers. This game was over before it started. Literally 28 rushes, 232 yards, and five touchdowns on the ground for the 49ers. Tevin Coleman, I owe Sean an apology on this one. I was way off this guy, and this guy showed up yesterday in a big way. 11 carries, 105 yards, and three touchdowns behind what people are saying is either the best or second best offensive line in football, no doubt. Raheem Mostert scored. Debo Samuel scored on a rush. Kittle actually had a good game, 6 for 86. Even Emmanuel Sanders got involved early in this game, catching one of the game's first touchdowns, 4 for 25 and a score. On the Carolina side, McCaffrey had the game that you would expect, 14 for 117 and a long touchdown, 4 catches, 38 yards. The big story from this one for sure was Kyle Allen just completely fell apart in this one. 3 interceptions, more, 5 for 38. And then, you know, what's going to happen here? First of all, let's give the 49ers all the credit in the world. And we'll keep an eye on, by the way, Matt Breida left this game with an injury, and so did Jeff Wilson, too. So this could be a Mostert fire up a game again, but Tevin Coleman right now is just unconscious in terms of running the ball. He's been great. But the focus, unfortunately, sometimes doesn't even go off the wins. It goes off the losses. And all of the hot take shows this morning, Joe, are talking about Cam Newton, whether or not he should be back or whether it should be Kyle Allen. Look, Kyle Allen, Joe, could not have played any worse in this game. I mean, he couldn't have. It was just an absolute unmitigated disaster. And even though it was against the 49ers, I think the question that you have to ask yourself is, what happens if Kyle Allen has to play a team similar to the 49ers at some point? And so a lot of people are calling back for Cam Newton. I got to be honest with you, Joe, after seeing that performance yesterday, I do think they have to bring Cam Newton back when he is healthy.
Well, just for everybody listening, as a reminder here, Craig Mish does not like the hot take radio, but I don't think it's a hot take to say that probably Cam Newton's going to be the guy going forward. I mean, if he's healthy enough to play against the Titans next week, there's a good chance you're going to see that. And you know what? They've made a lot of quarterbacks look bad. So going back to the strength of the 49ers, too, you mentioned the offensive line, the defensive line. That's where you're winning football games, and that's where great football teams are made. They're made on the line. It's not the thing that gets all the press. It doesn't get all the hype or the publicity, but it's the lines that make such a huge difference, and that's why I keep telling everybody, and I try to focus them and understand, hey, look at what's going on the defensive and offensive lines when you're talking about fantasy, because that's something that gets lost in the shuffle of just talking about how great a 40 time is for a guy. Well, that's great. Well, how good's the offensive line? that's the thing we have to come back to, and it's the way and the scheme in which they're running the ball, too, because Coleman only carried the ball 11 times, and he only caught 2 balls, but he had 100 yards. I mean, granted, one was a 48-yard run, but still, the efficiency in which they're doing it, the fact that they're getting all these guys involved, too, Mostert obviously will step in again, probably if Breida can't go, which makes him an immediate pickup we'll talk about, too. But Garoppolo's played good enough here. He took a couple sacks, but overall, you're right, Kyle Allen kind of, you know, handed this game on a platter, but let's be honest. The San Francisco took it too. They really took it to him. and sacked seven times. Bosa has been absolutely incredible. Been and at this point in time, it's hard not to think that Cam Newton, I mean, are you a better football team with Kyle Allen or Cam Newton? I think we know at this point Kyle Allen can manage the game, get you some W's, but Cam Newton is the guy that has that other quality. Now, maybe Cam Newton, the best thing that could happen to him is a little time away to remember what it's like to want the job and want to be the guy again. So maybe we'll see a better version of Cam Newton when he comes back.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he'll be back this week because he didn't really practice all week. And so it still seems to indicate that rehab is still on the way, and I would expect Allen to have a better game. He can't have a worse game, so I would expect him to have a better game this week against the Titans. But even Jimmy G, who isn't a great fantasy quarterback, certainly is a great reality quarterback. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to say great. I'll say good. Jacoby Brissett's been more impressive. We want to talk about ex-New England Patriot backup quarterbacks playing this year. I think Jacoby Brissett's performances have been far more thrilling than Jimmy Garoppolo's. Jimmy Garoppolo's done a good job, so no doubt about that, but I'm not ready to call him great quite yet.
Okay, well, I like him. All right. Yeah, Kyle Allen hurt me, by the way, bad yesterday.
Oh, no. See, you should have picked up Breeze a couple weeks ago, and I said, go pick up Breeze.
Could be the end of the line. Could be the end of the line.
Oh, no.
We'll see tonight.
What are we going to do? Are we at least single digits? Or are we talking double digits here?
The story in that in the Guillotine League is obviously I played Kyle Allen. So I am going to be up 18 points.
Okay.
And I'm in second to last, and the last place team has Connor. So we're going right down to the wire tonight.
Go Dolphins!
Could be out. Could be out after tonight. It could be. All right. Well, I had a good run. There was no other choice for me. There was no other choice. It was. I mean, clearly, I should have played Flacco in retrospect, but I did not want to play Flacco, and I thought, you know what? I was very excited when San Francisco went up like 31-3. I'm like, oh, Kyle Allen's going to throw some touchdowns in garbage time here.
No, not so much.
He did nothing. No. All right. Patriots beat the Browns 27-13. Another defensive touchdown for New England. Tom Brady threw for 259 and two touchdowns. Sony Michel, 21 for 74. Edelman had two touchdowns. Saturday night reports went out that he was questionable for the game. I don't know where that came from. Played great. Played fine. James White, four catches, 75 yards. Good to see him back in the PPR fold again. On Cleveland's side, unmitigated disaster continues. 194 yards for Baker Mayfield. Nothing in the first half. One touchdown, one pick. Chubb had a good game. Odell Beckham was targeted some. Didn't make the most of those again. 5 for 52. He's one of those busts of the year, no doubt. First round pick. Harris had a touchdown. Landry did fine in a PPR, gave you some wide receiver three numbers there. So, look, New England just keeps rolling. Certainly the Browns had their chances, but New England's defense is just too tough. If New England goes up by a touchdown or two, you're dead, and you can kind of see why they were 13-point favorites. It was weird. The line went down to like 10 on right before the game on game day. And look, Cleveland could have scored a touchdown late and got in the back door and covered this thing. But Brown's season's over now. You know, that's it. I mean, this was probably the game that even if you don't win, if you're the Browns, if you show up and play well against the Patriots, you can kind of have some confidence. So don't know how they ended up beating Baltimore when their backs were against the wall and going to the Ravens and winning that game. But they're going to have to make a lot of changes after the year. The Browns are probably the most disappointing team in the NFL this season.
Well, they certainly are. And let's not lose sight, too. They have basically the same exact record through seven games that they had last year. So, you know, they had a tie and they have, you know, it's pretty much the same record. And then they went on to have a really good second half. So anything's possible. So I don't think Browns Nation should lose all hope. They're also getting Kareem Hunt back in a couple weeks, too. That's another weapon. The Chubb fumble, you know, when it got that ball knocked out there, that was a huge swing because Chubb just ran up, you know, just broke free and was like, oh, my God, he's going to take it to the house. And he doesn't. And not only does he not, but then he gets the ball punched out. And I thought that was the moment. And I always feel like there's a moment in every game when you play the Patriots. Sometimes it happens in the first quarter. Sometimes it happens, you know, the minute left in the game where you just know that the other team's just giving it up and they know that you can't make a mistake like that against the Patriots. And that was the moment. And there it was. And great game from Julian Edelman. So him and James White, as long as those two guys are healthy on the field, that's what the offense is going to be. And a lot of people were concerned that, oh, now Sanu's going to play in the slot. What does that mean for Edelman? Well, Edelman's okay playing outside. He was pretty okay playing outside yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great, and I'm looking forward to Sunday night when they play the Ravens. Finally,
that's gonna be a hell of a football game. Yeah.
Maybe not, but at least there's good, there's a good opponent.
It's a hell
on the other
of a football game for us to get excited about. Don't rob us of the joy yet. Maybe it'll be a complete.
Maybe
bust.
Not, but I'm looking forward to a good game with New England involved. It would be nice to see that.
It would be nice to see. Well, somebody's got to show up, bro. Oh,
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. Lions beat the Giants 31-26. The Giants did score late to make this game look closer than it really was. Stafford threw for 342, three touchdowns and one interception. So solid game, kind of grading out as a QB1 again for him. The running back situation in Detroit, if this is the answer, there is no answer because Ty Johnson was a nothing in this game. Didn't even start. Trey Carson was the starter.
Fab, man. What a way. You know, it's funny because in the leagues where we talked about this and I said, well, if you miss out on Johnson, I think I said last week, you might as well just pick up Trey Carson just to see. And look, maybe none of these guys are going to be the thing either, which is also a circumstance we talked about. Maybe it's going to be, you know, the Kenyon Drakes of the world or somebody like that. So
once again, this is like Houston. It's a name that we haven't heard yet. That's going to end up being the guy. I mean, there may be no guy, but it's not these guys. I can
or
a
name
that.
That's not on the roster yet or something like that. You know, it's good.
There's an unknown name that will be Detroit's just like Texans. Galladay, 6 for 123, two touchdowns. So this was his good game. Marvin Jones went back to a bad game. Danny Amendola, 8 for 95. Marvin Hall had a long touchdown catch, 1 for 49. Daniel Jones had a nice game, 322, four touchdowns. He needed that. Barkley had a fine game, 1964, also 8 catches, 79 yards. That was huge for him. Golden Tate, you were right, Joe. This guy is definitely PPR wide receiver 3.
He's 16.5 points, baby. I'll take 16.5. How about you? Sounds like a good day to me.
This guy, no doubt. This guy's no doubt is good. We'll see what Shepard comes back if it's the same. But
and
look,
you know what? Slayton's been pretty good with Daniel Jones. I mean, there's two more touchdowns here. I know it's like, oh, he's a little touchdown dependent, but so what? You know, for a guy who's a flex wide receiver in a deep league, Slayton's been all right, man. He's been the guy you throw out there and sometimes you get some payoff. And I think that's all you're looking for when you're looking for, you know, deep league third wide receivers or flex plays with good matchups there. Slayton's been okay. And I think that's a guy to look forward to next year, too, as long as he stays on the roster, because Daniel Jones seems to have a lot of confidence in him when it comes to red zone throws.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And you can only play who's on your schedule. I'm not sold at all on the Lions, but look, if you play against bad teams and you beat bad teams, that's who you play. And their schedule certainly isn't great. They'll have to face off with the Packers again, and they'll have to face off with the Vikings.
They play tough against good teams. They play tough against Green Bay. They play tough against the Chiefs. I do believe in the Lions. I'm going to stay on this train. I'm a Lion believer. They're going to be in this till not just Thanksgiving, like you keep saying. They're going to be in this all the way through the December. They might not make the playoffs because it's a tough division, but I do think this is a team that's going to fight for a spot. They really are. If it got a wild card, it would not shock me.
Well, that's not saying much in that conference, man. I mean, who the hell's there? 8-7-1. That's probably what I would say they're at. I mean, that's about what Vegas had them at anyway.
Well, I'm just saying it. The NFC is much better than the AFC. I think we can all agree on that. Yeah, their division alone, the fact that they got the Packers, the NFC, and Vikings ahead of them.
Packers, Vikings, Saints.
Packings, Vikings, Saints, 49ers, Seahawks.
49ers. Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, yeah, I guess it, the AFC's Cowboys, top heavy.
W, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, but I'm not in on the Lions. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We got Titans and Bucks next. Don't go away. And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia, as we wrap up the first hour of the show. We got a lot to get to, a lot of games to cover yesterday, a lot of points, which is why this is taking a bit longer than normal today. But we start off this segment with the Titans and Buccaneers, the game nobody wanted to watch on Sunday for good reason, but it actually turned out to be an exciting game. Why? Because neither team really wanted to win this game. It was who was going to be the biggest loser in this game, and in this case it was, guess what, Tampa Bay again. Ryan Tannehill threw for 193 yards and three touchdowns. Derrick Henry, he was great, 16 for 75, but a big fumble almost cost him the game. Jonnu Smith came alive without Delanie Walker in there, 6 for 75 and a touchdown. And A.J. Brown is not getting a lot of targets, not getting a lot of yards, but he's becoming more of a factor with Tannehill in there. I don't think there's any chance of them going back to Mariota based on the way that Tannehill has played. Winston was same as always, 301 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. He dropped the ball three times, and two of them went to the other team. So that's a total of only four turnovers in this game, including a late interception, 53
that
yards.
Progress, is that what we call that?
No, it's horrible is what it was. I mean, the Buccaneers could have won this game. Actually, a really bad play call on fourth and one. They ran the ball right up the middle and got nothing because they don't have any running backs because Ronald Jones is not good. Peyton Barber is not good. And they have unbelievable receivers. Evans, a phenomenal game, 11 for 198 and two touchdowns. Godwin had the quiet game. So, of course, next game, Godwin will be great. Evans will be nothing. This is like the Detroit situation going back and forth. But Tennessee, since making the change at quarterback, appears to be the right move. I'm not sure if Tannehill is the long-term answer, but there's no doubt he's the short-term answer. And in a couple of weeks, Joe, we're going to have, I believe, six teams on a bye. All of a sudden, we have like half the league on a bye. I don't know why they did it like that, but that's a great week to get ahead of this now. Maybe pick up Tannehill and use him in a couple of weeks.
Look, it's definitely been the right move so far. A little frustrating for Corey Davis owners after a good week last week that all of a sudden you see Tajay Sharpe catching three balls, one for a touchdown. That was a little frustrating. I did not like that. But at the same time, yeah, there's no denying that Tannehill so far has made them a better offense. They're not a great offense, but they're certainly improved. They've gotten some better matchups too lately. That definitely helps. But if I told you at the end of the day they were 9-7 again like they were last year and they kind of fight and scrap their way, what if they beat the Panthers next week? And then that's three in a row and all of a sudden the Titans are rolling. It's a fascinating thing. So it's very possible. And the Bucks, I'm curious, you know, with your knowledge of college, what kind of running back do you think that they would be looking for in the draft? Because, I mean, you're looking for like the bruiser kind of running back. You're looking for an all-purpose kind of guy who catches the ball in the backfield. What kind of running back that you know of out there?
None. I think it would be a third or fourth round pick of some kind. No one substantial. I am just so against running backs going early in the draft. But Jonathan Taylor on Wisconsin is probably going to be one of the highest running backs drafted, and I would guess that he ends up in a potential situation like this. Ronald Jones is clearly not the guy that Bruce Arians drafted. They've had a complete overhaul since then. My guess is either he's not on the roster or he's just a backup. Peyton Barber, I wouldn't expect either. So, Joe, that's too much of
a running back, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Winston will be Winston would be really good in like a rebuilding situation as the placeholder for a few weeks until like maybe Tua steps in or Herbert steps in on Oregon when he's drafted, or Joe Burrow on LSU, because all those guys are going to go in the top five. So my guess is whoever is in like Cincinnati, you know, like he'll go to one of those places. But I don't think that he's ever a full time starter ever again mm-hmm. after this year. I think that is
no. Over. I agree with that.
Yeah. It's I mean, he's losing game. This is the historical. He can win you a game one out of five, but historically he's losing you more games than he's winning.
And I think that's a very fair assessment.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So Drew Brees did come back yesterday and they crushed the Cardinals. No doubt. Watch this one too. Three touchdowns, one interception for him. Latavius Murray made a huge mistake in judgment not trading for Murray in this in one of the leagues. Didn't do it, and man, that's going to end up costing us.
What do you mean
you
didn't do it? This is the one we talked about with the Mattson deal.
Yeah, once Kamara was practicing Thursday afternoon, we pulled it back. Said nope,
Didn't do it. I thought we did this on Thursday. I thought this was all locked and loaded. I left the show.
We did. Yeah. We agreed that if Kamara practiced, we wouldn't do the deal. That's what happened.
No, that's not what we agreed to. I said if Kamara practices, I still do the deal because I don't trust Kamara to play and to be enough.
No, that's not the way it went. I don't know what show you were on. That's not the way it went.
I thought the question was don't do it.
If Kamara plays and Kamara practices in full
practice
on Thursday.
It was a full practice.
Yes,
on
he
Thursday.
Was. On, yes,
he
was.
Full? I thought he was limited.
No, he practiced Thursday.
Well, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you because Latavius Murray was great.
You win some, you lose some. Also played played Scantling again over David Montgomery. I mean, it's fantasy football. It's
well, Montgomery, you know, every day I take a pounding on David Montgomery and I dropped him in a league and I was pissed yesterday. I was pissed and I went,
yeah,
you know,
well,
what?
Now all of a sudden he's good. Maybe. I mean, who knows? I mean, we'll get to him in a minute. Michael Thomas, 11 for 112 and a touchdown. Murray, 220. Chase Edmonds, this will be a key name to keep an eye on because they got a quick turnaround for a game Thursday. Left the game hurt, and Arizona's down to nothing at running back, literally. Christian Kirk, 8 for 79, and maybe this is the end for Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know. It's completely been a dud the last few weeks. So Saints come up huge in this game. Murray looks like a star again. Saints offensive line must be fantastic because he wasn't doing this at all, even without Dalvin Cook there in Minnesota. And Michael Thomas is, man, like on pace to be like, what, top five pick in fantasy next year? I mean, number one wide receiver for sure, and maybe top five overall. Like he's filling the Hopkins role of what we thought Hopkins was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what happens with Drew Brees. But even if it was Teddy Bridgewater next year, it's hard to imagine him not being that good. And I forget who it was saying, you know, I used to think it was Drew Brees making Michael Thomas look good, but maybe we need to reverse that and realize Michael Thomas makes every quarterback look good. he is that kind of a wide receiver, and an incredible game for him. And on Sunday, you know, we got the news that Brees was playing on the TV show when we were talking about it. I was like, man, you should go all in on Drew Brees because Drew Brees is at home against a cookie cutter opponent there. You can absolutely go after them. We know Brees is better at home. This is the first time you'll probably get a decent price on Brees in forever at home. And if he's playing because he's 100%. Don't have any hesitation. And if you played him yesterday, you did pretty well in DFS. So just putting that out there. And a guy like Drew Brees says he's good to go, you trust that, especially with the bye looming. There was no reason to push him. So the only reason to play was because he was ready to play. And he's ready to play at home against the Cardinals. Sign me up, man. I want all the pieces. And as far as Fitzgerald goes, yeah, definitely trending in the wrong direction, which is also sad. I wonder if it's time for him to get one more spot. I mean, if you were the Patriots, would you rather have Larry Fitzgerald or would you rather have Sanu?
Fitz, but I can understand why they went the Sanu route.
I mean, Sanu's got the extra year, obviously, next year.
And I don't think the Cardinals feel that they're done. I know that they're up against it, but I don't feel they're done. No, but I don't think that they feel that way. I mean, look, that team was so bad last year that I think that you got to show up for the fans a little bit here. I don't think that they may finish 5-11, but you know what? We'll know tomorrow the answer when the trade deadline comes.
I mean, it's
we'll
probably a terrible PR standpoint to trade Larry Fitzgerald because he's so beloved. And
I don't,
you know,
I
that
don't,
would have to
I
be him going happen. To them and saying, hey, I'd like a shot at this. Can you send me to the Pats? Can you send me to, you know, the Saints or whatever it is? You know, like that. I think that's got to be the scenario where he comes to the team.
Yeah. All right. Jaguars beat the Jets 29-15. Boy, the Jets have just sunk to new levels in this one. A good game for Minshew. Put him back on the rookie of the year meter here.
Yeah, buddy.
79, three touchdowns for him. Leonard Fournette, great again, 19 for 76. This game was, the Jets could, you know, they were making a couple comebacks late to make it close, but it was really never close. Shark, 6 for 70 and a touchdown. Conley had 4 for 103 and a touchdown. Westbrook didn't play very much in this game, got hurt early on, didn't return. Sam Darnold, 218, two touchdowns, three crucial interceptions, big mistakes. Le'Veon Bell, only 9 for 23. And somehow Ryan Griffin got heavily involved in this game. Don't know how, don't know why, but he scored twice. 4 catches, 66 yards, and two touchdowns. Jacksonville at home with that defense is going to get them the 9 wins somehow. And they're going to probably get in the playoffs. And like they'll probably have a chance in a close game to beat somebody in the playoffs. And from a fantasy perspective, it's never pretty. It's kind of a guessing game a little bit, what they're going to do on a week-to-week basis. But Minshew has come in and done nothing to lose the job. And as long as he keeps beating up on these bad teams and losing to the good ones, they'll win 9 games. And I think that he continues.
Yeah,
the question is, what do the Jets do at this point? Like, I mean, this is a very, very tough call because, look, I think at this point, Gase, who's getting crushed by anyone and everyone at this point, will probably be gone at the end of the year. But he has some say over personnel. But Joe, if I am the Jets, I am trading every single asset I possibly can outside of the guys that I know that'll be there long term tomorrow. I would absolutely tear the entire thing down, go into full tank mode, and try to get either Chase Young at Ohio State, who's going to be the first pick or second pick overall, or just I just would forget about this season. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking going into the year. I saw Gase here for many years, and it's going to come to an end quick.
Yeah, well, look, here's the hot take on the Jets. Right, you're right. Gase is probably going to be gone. Gase also got the GM fired. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that because of personnel decisions and all this stuff. The best thing that can happen for the Jets is to be bad and probably go get whatever the best offensive lineman is. I think that's what you want to go do if you're the Jets, honestly, because if you do believe Darnold has any shot of being the guy and you've already made a 2-year investment into him going into year three, you want to protect him a little bit more because you can't have this guy getting sacked 8 times. It's just not, I don't care. Of course, you're seeing ghosts because he's not even upright. It's a bad situation for the Jets and a situation, too, where now you have the precipice looming over you of a third regime in 3 years for Sam Darnold, which is never a good thing. We know that. It's never a good thing for a young quarterback to have that much turnover, learning a new system every year, new coaching staff, new OC, blah, blah, blah. That never works out well. And it's frustrating for the Jet fans because I think last year it ended on a note where they said, all right, we're moving in the right direction. And I said at the time, and I'll stand by it, I thought the Adam Gase hiring was absolutely a disaster. It could not be one of the worst people you could have brought into that situation, into New York, with Darnold, all this stuff. And sure enough, here we are, and they're 1-6. So it is not good. And with the Jaguars, it feels like the opposite. I watched a good chunk of this game, and I was really impressed with Gardner Minshew playing quarterback. He was excited. He was into it. He was intense. He's everything I feel like you want. And I feel like he's the anti-Bortles, where, you know, like Bortles is kind of plodding along and all this stuff. Whereas this kid, like, he might not have the most talent in the world, but my God, he kind of gets by on energy and he gets by on enthusiasm. And I think it's infectious to the rest of the team. You see them kind of picking up on his mojo and it matters. And I think we're right back in this whole Gardner Minshew rookie of the year thing. This was a good week for him. I'm very excited about our wager there.
It's going to be close. Him and Jacobs, I think, is definitely in the mix too. Jacobs has some issues, which we'll get to in a second, but there's no doubt. I mean, there's a lot of the things are up in the air for sure, and we'll get to those as we continue here on the show. All right, so what we'll do now is we'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back with our best of hour number one. We got hour number two coming up, so let's talk about the games we're going to break down. We got the Colts and Broncos, Rams and Bengals that is coming up. Also, the Chargers, Bears, Seahawks, Falcons. We didn't forget about those. Eagles and Bills, and then, of course, the Sunday night game between the Chiefs and Packers. And it looks like potentially there could be some injuries this week in the NFL that we'll have to keep an eye on. And, of course, we will preview the Dolphins and Steelers on Monday Night Football. So all that and more coming up next. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show if you're listening on iTunes or in the Google Play Store or Android. You can also listen to our show live with the radio app called TuneIn. Make sure you download that. You can also download the iHeartRadio app as well. AudioBoom.com. Plenty of ways to listen to the show right here on Fantasy Sports Today. And we'll be right back with the best of the first hour and then hour number two in just 5 minutes. We'll go on.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever.
Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. The running back situation in Detroit, if this is the answer, there is no answer because Ty Johnson was a nothing in this game, didn't even start. Trey Carson was the starter.
Bad, man. You know, it's funny because in the leagues where we talked about this and I said, well, if you miss out on Johnson, I think I said last week, you might as well just pick up Trey Carson just to see. And look, maybe none of these guys are going to be the thing either, which is also a circumstance we talked about. Maybe it's going to be, you know, the Kenyon Drakes of the world or somebody like that. So
once again, this is like Houston. It's a name that we haven't heard yet that's going to end up being the guy. I mean, there may be no guy, but it's not these guys. I can
or
a
name
that.
That's not on the roster yet or something like that. You know, it's good.
There's an unknown name that will be Detroit's, just like Texans. Galladay, 6 for 123, 2 touchdowns. So this was his good game. Marvin Jones went back to a bad game. Danny Amendola, 8 for 95. Marvin Hall had a long touchdown catch, 1 for 49. Daniel Jones had a nice game, 322, 4 touchdowns. He needed that. Barkley had a fine game, 1964, also 8 catches, 79 yards. That was huge for him. Golden Tate, you were right, Joe. This guy is definitely PPR wide receiver 3.
He's 16.5 points, baby. I'll take 16.5. How about you? Sounds like a good day to me.
This guy, no doubt. This guy's no doubt is good. We'll see what Shepard comes back if it's the same. But
and
look,
you know what? Slayton's been pretty good with Daniel Jones. I mean, there's 2 more touchdowns here. I know it's like, oh, he's a little touchdown dependent, but so what? You know, for a guy who's a flex wide receiver in a deep league, Slayton's been all right, man. He's been the guy you throw out there, and sometimes you get some payoff. And I think that's all you're looking for when you're looking for, you know, deep league third wide receivers or flex plays with good matchups there. Slayton's been okay, and I think that's a guy to look forward to next year too, as long as he stays on the roster, because Daniel Jones seems to have a lot of confidence in him when it comes to red zone throws.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.